For the second time in less than 2 months, the legislature's Government Oversight Committee has voted to subpoena a high-ranking official at the Department of Health and Human Services. The Oversight Committee voted 8-1 to subpoena Office of Family and Dependents Director Bethany Hamm. That's after she failed to appear at a meeting to review a report about a dramatic reduction in cash assistance to low-income families. Steve Missler has the details.
Republican Governor Paul LePage has repeatedly restricted the legislature's access to government officials, often frustrating state lawmakers who are charged with overseeing the policies and decisions those officials make. But unlike some other legislative committees, the oversight panel has subpoena power. And Republican State Senator Tom Saviello of Wilton indicated it's increasingly willing to use it to extract answers the LePage administration won't voluntarily provide.
This is getting to be ridiculous. We can't get our business done, our work done. We're not trying to do a witch hunt. We're just trying to find the information, which is what this committee's about.
In this case, the committee is trying to button up an investigation into a dramatic reduction in the number of low-income Mainers who have received cash assistance through the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. A recent report by the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability, a watchdog agency directed by the Oversight Committee, found that 23,000 fewer Mainers received assistance through the federal program over the past 7 years. The OPEGA report isn't particularly damaging to the LePage administration. It found that the reduction in TANF benefits was driven by restrictions pushed by DHHS and approved by the legislature. It also found that DHHS had mostly used savings in the program in ways that are allowed under federal law, although it did say that the agency should be more transparent about its decisions. But when Bethany Hamm, the director of Family and Dependents, was asked to discuss those findings at Thursday's meeting, she sent a letter instead. And that wasn't good enough for most members of the committee, including Democratic Representative Jennifer DeChant of Bath.
It's a shame that this subpoena process is just elongating and slowing down the process. And perhaps that is the intent, because I'm not really sure that this is the lion's den.
In June, the Oversight Committee subpoenaed DHHS Chief Ricker Hamilton after he did not appear to answer questions about OPEGA's report on the state's child welfare system. LePage later said the ongoing criminal investigation into two children's deaths and what he described as political grandstanding by legislative committees were the reasons why Hamilton did not appear voluntarily. When LePage denied the panel's request to interview Hamm last week, he wrote that allowing her to testify would subject her, quote, to the inevitable politics of the committee. LePage has used that response at various times throughout his 7.5 years as governor. But with a little under 5 months left in the governor's final term, the Oversight Committee appears unwilling to accept it. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.